Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And on today's Going In Raw News Brief, we're going to be talking about Rusev's limp dick. Also, are the Four Horsemen nearing a return? But first, Larson, we might have heard that the Undisputed Era might be undisputed no more. What's in the news?
Well, this is potentially heavy spoiler territory here. Nonetheless, let's proceed with that warning. So according to PW Insider's Mike Johnson, we could soon see the end of the Undisputed Era as we know it. Johnson reports that Adam Cole Bebe is, quote, being shifted into a babyface role for the brand, and that Kyle O'Reilly will, quote, also shift into a full-fledged babyface going forward. But what about Roderick Strong and Bobby Fish? Johnson adds that they, quote, are not slated to follow, so it will be interesting to see where WWE NXT goes with the faction and how they will be presented going forward. Now, we speculated on today's NXT recap about, is this Kyle O'Reilly title opportunity, is this just a loose end they're tying up to send Undisputed Era onto the main roster, or is this the start of a larger story within the UE to keep them in NXT? If Mike Johnson here is to be believed, it's going to be the latter. I think a feud between two halves of the Undisputed Era could be a lot of fun.
Yeah, this could be a lot of fun. And unless, so one of my predictions, just because I have a gut feeling it probably won't happen, one of my predictions for the upcoming WWE draft is that Adam Cole would be drafted to either Raw or SmackDown without the rest of the Undisputed Era. It does feel, though, this past week's episode of NXT, given how pronounced Adam Cole's babyface turn was, you know, I mean, he basically did every, there's like a list of things to do and he did them all, supported his friend, got a clean win over a bad guy, expressed appreciation for friends, et cetera, et cetera. Didn't have any selfish, expression for, going after the title himself. It does seem like they have something planned there. Now, conspicuously absent from the episode this week was Roderick Strong and Bobby Fish. They showed up in the video package just as B-roll, basically, which is just footage. They weren't interviewed for it, which was noticeable, as you noticed. Could we see something? Yeah, maybe. Last time we saw Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish and Roderick Strong interact, he was preventing them from beating down on the diminutive Drake Maverick. I hope so. I mean, I am kind of curious. Will Triple H, has he received assurances that Adam Cole's not going to be drafted out from under a potential story? That's kind of a thing. They're doing a draft. You know, there might be some complications there. That being said, if Adam Cole stays put, if Kyle O'Reilly stays put, this could be the kickoff of a big story between all four of these guys. They've been there for 3 years. This is the only thing that's left for them to do. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Across the board in agreement. If they're going to stick around in NXT, as much as it might pain me to see a split in the Undisputed Era because they are so great together, I'd rather see that, a story involving that, than them just kind of spin their wheels for a while and just not really do anything of consequence. So
yeah.
If they're involved in doing something that feels important and they're telling a good story, that's kind of the most important thing.
This isn't 2018 anymore. My stance on them breaking up has pretty much disappeared. I'd be totally fine if they did it. If there was a really good story involved, you know, with plenty of great takeover matches, I'd be all about that. Moving on from Mike Johnson to Limp Johnson, let's talk about Rusev, Larson.
All right, A-plus segue there. Good job.
I even wrote it down when I thought of it.
Oh, good. You wrote it down. It wasn't a spur-of-the-moment thing.
All right.
Good.
Yeah, so let's talk about this. Rusev, was this part of the Chris Van Vliet interview?
No, this is on AEW Unrestricted, AEW podcast. Yeah.
I appreciate that he skipped the Talk is Jericho route and went a different way to shoot hard on WWE. So, yeah, like you said, latest episode.
Well, I mean, he wanted to shoot hard because apparently WWE was telling him that he couldn't do that.
He couldn't shoot at all. There's nothing hard about what he could do. Yeah, so he revealed the original plans for his story with Lana and Bobby Lashley. Transcripts come to you via Fightful, which I believe is sponsored by Blue Chew, if I'm not mistaken. Here we go. He said this. They wanted Lana to say I was a sex addict, but the original pitch was that I had erectile dysfunction. They really wanted to kill me completely. I don't think in anybody's eyes how the babyface has erectile dysfunction that he's a good guy. There's he continues. There's nothing wrong with people who have erectile dysfunction. I kind of disagree in that there is something. It's a dysfunction, so it's wrong. But then they get it fixed. He says, people take care of it. Exactly. They can fix it. But that was not the case here. There is no coming back from it. Absolutely no coming back from it. I told them, Vince, this is going to bury me completely. He already had the man who took my wife. Then I have erectile dysfunction, a.k.a. limp dick, and I'm going to lose. I wasn't supposed to lose. That just changed with time. I said it was a better idea if we do the sex addict thing, and he went for it right away. Thank God I did not have limp dick as a character. I sort of took some liberties with his actual quote there.
You did.
He never actually said limp dick.
No, he did not. That was your editorializing, if you will.
Correct.
I mean, everything about the story was already bad. It's just a bad story.
I feel like if anybody was supposed to have limp dick in any of those stories, it would have been Mike Bennett. He seemed perfectly willing to play the role of cuck in their stories. I wonder if even he would have said limp dick, no thanks. Cuck.
That there is a step too far for
that's
my
a
character.
Step too
Vince.
Far. I'm fine watching another man take liberties with my wife, but I need to be strong in the unders to appreciate
maybe WWE was going to approach this as they'll have a character with ED and therefore get into the get a national sponsorship deal.
That could be,
with, for example, Hims.
Mm-hmm. With Hims, exactly. Yeah.
So that could have been a route they were taking to take a storyline and use that storyline to gain a sponsorship.
That
probably
could be.
Not.
We'll never know. We'll never know. That'd have been something else. See Mike Bennett pop some Hymns, and then by
and
the
then
time
pull like an Iron Sheik mid match.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. He's like, oh, let me get some Hymns, and then he's like, no, honey, you have a match tonight. Oh, I thought you just meant we were gonna bang. He had a match.
No,
and then
he's
Iron
out there.
Sheik.
He's out there and has someone in a hold. And sure enough,
he's there. He's they're
only
like
gorged.
You don't have any time. You have to keep those gray sweatpants on that you have that you're wearing, and then everybody could see what the shape of his dickhead looks like. Speaking of dickheads, the Four Horsemen might be coming back. AEW has been. They're all dicks, man. They're all jerks back in the day.
All right,
running around, running roughshod all over the NWA. AEW has been dropping hints that the Four Horsemen may return to their promotion, and that return might be one step closer to happening because WrestleZone is reporting that the Enforcer, no, not Stevie Bradley, Arn Anderson, the original enforcer, applied for the trademark for the Four Horsemen on September 27th, so days ago.
Yeah. I didn't include the verbiage of the application, but as you would expect, live wrestling character, so on and so forth. So it is very, very clearly a trademark applied to the world of professional wrestling, sports entertainment. It still boggles my mind that this particular trademark is up for grabs.
That is crazy. That is, I agree. That is really bizarre that WWE didn't trademark this or Ric Flair ages ago. That is absolutely bizarre. I'm all about this, man. I think this would be rad. You get Arn, you get Tully, you get friggin' Hangman, FTR, and Sean Spears with the glove. That's a killer group right there. I think that'd be really terrific stuff.
That could be. That could be.
Who would be there eventually? Somebody would leave and be replaced with a Sid-like character. Who would the character of Sid be played by?
Man, there's only one Sid. I don't know if you can find another Sid.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You just bring back Sid. It would just be Sid. Bring him to the group. That'd be good.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, anyways, who would you guys like to see in a new Four Horsemen group? I think that'd be great. Would you be interested in seeing Limp Dick storylines in the WWE? Do you want to see the Undisputed Era stay together or break up? Let us know in the comments. Let's fill up those comments with your thoughts about Undisputed Era, Limp Dick, Four Horsemen. There you go. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Enjoy tons of bonus videos, including patron-only live shows, gameplay, and vintage 10 for the wins, access to podcast question threads, the Friendo Care Package, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today at patreon.com/Steven Larson.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.